Well, fans of Star Wars are going to be excited to hear. This live is the Movie Play Zone with the Regina Symphony Orchestra in the new season of our RS show. I thought I'd take us to the office there this morning where Executive Director Sam Deason is standing by to give us an update on the new season, along with who will fill in as conductor, because Gordon Gerard, the former maestro, moved on after 10 years. And Sam, thank you for being here. I understand you have now four new maestros all vying for the job, and each will perform through the new season to audition, right?
We're really, really excited. This season it's going to be unlike any other in the history of the RSO. It's got a very long and storied history here, you know, going into our 119th season, Canada's longest continuously operating orchestra. This is going to be a season unlike any other. Each of these four music director finalists are going to be conducting four concerts each. And so, you know, it's a really good opportunity for them to get to know the community, for them to really gel with the orchestra, and for us to be able to get this hire right.
The RSO new season starts in September. By the end of what? May, we will know who the next conductor is after these four have given all their performances?
Yeah, so our final performance is going to be May 15th. We've got a search committee that's leading this search. There are nine members on it. Typically what happens is the committee makes a recommendation to the board, and then the board will enter negotiations with whoever the committee recommends. I would say, I would love to know who our next music director is going to be by about June. No promises. I mean, this is a really organic process. You know, the organization is going to take the time that it needs to find the right person for the city of Regina.
Awesome. Well, look, if you want to know the four conductors, you've got some background and what they'll be performing through the new season at reginasymphony.com. The season itself, you have to reinvent sometimes the orchestra. And by that, I mean, I guess you got to get a little commercial the odd time, because that's what draws a younger audience. Or am I wrong?
I don't know. I mean, there's been some interesting research done that has shown that younger audiences are actually coming back towards classical music concerts. It makes me think, you know, what even is classical music? Because when you say that term classical music, a lot of people think of, you know, Beethoven or Mozart. But, you know, next April, we're doing, for example, Star Wars Episode 4 in concert. So this is going to be the original movie. Actually, it's the 50th anniversary of the original Star Wars Episode 4 coming out. You know, come into the Kinexus Arts Center to watch this movie on the big screen on the stage, and the RSO is going to be playing maybe the most iconic film score of all time in perfect synchronization with the films. Arguably, that could be classical too. I mean, it's Star Wars has stood the test of time.
So. Sam Deason's my guest, executive director at the RSO. You've got Disney's Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas doing something similar there. But hey, you mentioned some people want the classics. Hand me a couple of ideas of how the classics will be honored in the new season.
I would point to our season opening concert, September 26th. This year, we're bringing one of the world's most up-and-coming pianists, Canadian pianist, Jaden Isaac Zirko, to Regina to perform Rachmaninoff's Monumental Piano Concerto No. 3. For those of your listeners who have seen the movie Shine, featuring David Helfgott's story and challenges with mental illness as he was preparing to perform probably the world's most difficult piano concerto, this is that concerto. You know, it is an absolute knuckle buster of a piece of music. You know, the city of Regina is really rediscovering the RSO, and one exciting announcement I'd like to actually make, thanks to the support from Wolfen Financial, we've actually drastically reduced our youth ticketing prices going into next season. So for anyone ages 35 and under, for almost every concert that we have, I think there's one or two exceptions, we'll have $10 tickets. That's a great price to go to a concert.
No kidding, yeah.
Beyond that, for folks between ages of 19 and 35, throwing them four free after parties throughout the year. So, you know, $10 is normally a pint of beer these days, but you know, at the RSO, it's a drink, you know, it's some food and snacks. It's a great social atmosphere, and the best part of it is the concert. So.
All right. Well, looking forward to the new season. Clearly, you've got some big plans. I like the idea of having four different conductors to carry us through the season with all their performances. That'll be an interesting one to sit through. So, Sam, thanks so much for all the update. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Greg. It's fantastic catching up with you, and hope to see you and your listeners at the Symphony next season.
Thank you, Sam.